Radio Prague News.
The new Minister of the Environment has laid out his priorities regarding regulation and renewable energy. The Czech and Slovak defense ministers have initiated a new work group to consider options for military cooperation between the two countries. And Sparta Prague have reached the third qualifying round of European Football's Champions League. The new Environment Minister, Pavel Drobil, says he wants to simplify and decrease the amount of paperwork his ministry requires of businesses. In presenting his priorities to reporters on Thursday, Mr. Drobil said that he sees the regulation of small and medium-sized businesses as ineffective because they play a negligible role in polluting the environment. Citing a ministerial analysis from 2008 that shows that 3% of businesses are responsible for 80% of all air pollution, Mr. Drobil said he wanted to heavily regulate these polluters while taking the burden off of smaller companies. The ministry will therefore attempt to simplify the system and decrease the number of regulated businesses through amendments to laws regarding air pollution and waste. In the area of energy, the Environment Ministry's first policy draft includes support for biomass, biogas stations, and heat pumps in order to bolster effective and sustainable energy sources. Mr. Drobil said that state grants should not be put towards solar and wind power. The Environment Minister wants amendments to the law on renewable energy sources to ensure the development of prospective sources while not influencing electricity prices for end users. The nuclear program, he said, would have the Ministry's support in ensuring maximum security. The Czech and Slovak defense ministers have initiated a new work group to consider options for military cooperation between their two countries. Meeting in Prague on Thursday, the Czech minister Alexander Vondra and his Slovak counterpart Lubomír Gálko agreed that transport, aviation, and airspace defense were two areas in which greater military cooperation was feasible. The new team will also discuss collaboration on surface logistics and military training, science, and research. Mr. Vondra said he expected the team's first results in late November, with basic proposals to be ready next year. Collaboration with Slovak soldiers, he said, could also be an option should the Czech Republic redeploy special forces to Afghanistan in 2011, where the involvement of Czech, Slovak, Polish, and Croatian military police is expected. The Chinese city of Huzhou has expressed interest in purchasing the Czech pavilion at the World Expo in Shanghai, the Czech press agency has reported. The prefecture-level city of roughly 2.5 million apparently wants to cover all costs to relocate the building to a lakeside municipal zone where it would stand at the center of a tourist area. No price has been confirmed. The Czech pavilion has been among the more popular sites at the Shanghai Expo, with 3.7 million people having visited it so far, or 13% of the total number of visitors. In sports news, Sparta Prague have reached the third qualifying round of European Football's Champions League after overcoming Latvia's Liepājas Metalurgs on Wednesday. The Czech title holders had won the first leg 3-0 away and sealed the tie with a 2-0 win in Prague on Wednesday after scoring twice from free kicks in the first half. Sparta's next opponents in the competition are the Polish side Poznan. Now, looking briefly at the weather, conditions are expected to cloud up over the coming days, with scattered showers on Friday and Saturday, and a drop in temperatures to the low 20s Celsius. For now, I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.